This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Every January since 2010, the actors and writers of Albuquerque's working classroom have been poking good-natured fun at the annual New Mexico State Legislative Session. The 2014 Roundhouse Comedy Review returns a week from tonight, January 29th, to the Lodge at Santa Fe, and on Saturday night, February 1st, to the Working Classrooms Theater in downtown Albuquerque. With us this morning is the founder and executive director of Working Classroom, Nan Elsasser. Nan, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Working Classroom has always had one eye cocked on the political side of things. So this comedy review really is a natural extension of that sensibility.
Right. It's a great opportunity for the student actors to research the legislature, research the political issues that face New Mexico. And it's not heavy duty roast. You know, it's a lighthearted comedy. It's edgy. And it's a good thing for all the people involved, the lobbyists and the senators and the Republicans and the governor, to remember that it's not all that important. We'll all be alive when the 30-day session is over.
So. And you mentioned the people who are going to be laughing at it. You are going to have some illustrious audience members.
Right. Every year we have cameo performances. Last year we had Representative Miera, Senator Ortiz y Pino, Senator Candelaria. So you never know who's going to, we can't tell you until the night of who our illustrious political actors will be, but they're always there and they have a blast and add a certain dimension to the whole production.
Oh, that's great. Give us an idea of the age range of people who are going to be on stage.
Well, you know, Working Classroom is one of the few totally intergenerational theater companies around. So our youngest actor is 11 and our oldest is 69.
That's great.
And they will all be on stage together.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you've continued to do it over the years. You founded Working Classroom, it was about 25 years ago now. This year, you decided to step down. What are you leaving behind? What is Working Classroom's place, do you think, in the New Mexico arts community?
It provides free, very high-quality training in visual arts and theater. It makes that kind of training and preparation for conservatory training accessible to everyone. So it gives students who are low income a chance to go on to top conservatories. We send students to the School of the Chicago Art Institute, to DePaul Theater School. They launch careers and also perform for New Mexico, create public art for New Mexico. It is also an intergenerational. I think there's very few spaces left in this country where people interact intimately over across age, across ethnicity, across socioeconomic class. So I think it's a very, very special place, makes very special contributions to New Mexico.
One of the telling legacies of this organization is that a lot of the young people who have gone through the program come back.
Yes, my last present to myself before I leave is to produce a show called Huera that is written and performed as a solo show by Lisandra Tena, who is an alumni who is now a very successful actor in Chicago. So we've contributed to the national scene, to the local scene, and actually internationally as well. So it's definitely a very small organization with a very big impact.
Nan Elsasser is the outgoing executive director of Working Classroom. Its fourth annual Roundhouse Comedy Review is January 29th at the Lodge at Santa Fe and February 1st in the Working Classrooms Theater in downtown Albuquerque. For more information, visit workingclassroom.org. Thanks for coming in, Nan.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.